Howard Dean has distinguished himself as a Democratic presidential candidate both for his outspoken opposition to the war in Iraq and his fundraising ability. He was the leading Democratic fundraiser for the second quarter of this year, thanks largely to contributions made over the Internet. Dean, a former governor of Vermont, is a medical doctor by training. Not surprisingly, he's made health care a centerpiece of his presidential campaign. As part of a series of Morning Edition interviews with the Democratic candidates, Dean says his competitors have moved too close to President Bush's positions on critical issues.
There's an enormous hunger in this country, not just by Democrats, but by independents, to see somebody in the White House who stands up for principles that are good for the country, centrist principles. This president has moved so far right that our guys have chased after him trying to get themselves elected, voting for a war when they didn't have the facts, supporting tax cuts that don't make any sense. All but one of the major contenders voted for at least $350 billion in tax cuts, and some supported much higher ones. The way to beat George Bush is to offer a different vision for the country, and that's what I'm trying to do.
Four of the last five presidents have been governors first, and when they got to Washington, they had difficulty working with Congress. Would you be better prepared than they were?
Because I was chairman of the National Governors, vice chairman of the National Governors, chairman of the Democratic Governors, vice chairman of the Democratic Governors, I have a fair amount of experience with Congress for someone who's never served in Washington. And so I understand that Congress is a much more powerful institution relative to the presidency than the state legislature is relative to the governor. I'm not interested in coming to Washington to make a big statement about how terrible Congress is. I'm interested in coming to Washington to get something done. And you've got to work with Congress to get anything done here.
You have changed your mind on a number of key issues. Don't you risk coming off as indecisive?
What key issues have I changed my mind on?
The death penalty, for one.
Well, that's one. Got any others?
Balanced budget amendment?
No. Balanced budget amendment is something that is political. I've publicly said that it's not great public policy, but we may have to have it anyway because you can't trust the Republicans with your money. And that's true. This president is using Argentina as his fiscal model. Borrow and spend, borrow and spend, borrow and spend. It turns out the Republicans pushed the balanced budget, but they never balance budgets. They cut taxes, they cut services, they raise your middle-class property taxes, but they never balance budgets, and that's why we may need a balanced budget amendment.
Why would your plan to provide near-universal health care coverage fare any better than Hillary Clinton's plan of several years ago?
Because we have a plan that actually works. I tried a comprehensive health care plan the year before Bill Clinton became president. One of the advantages I have is I was governor for so long in Vermont that I actually served through both Bush recessions, not one of them. And during that first recession, we had a comprehensive health care plan before our legislature, which failed. But I was very persistent. What we got out of it was health care for everybody under 18. On that building block, I build my national plan. We use something called the Family Insurance Plan, which is modeled after what we did in Vermont, to cover everybody under 25 and everybody under about $30,000, $33,000 a year income. Above that, if you have no insurance, you can buy into the same plan your congressman has for about 7.5% of your adjusted gross income. So it covers everybody. It costs less than half of the Bush tax cuts. And it brings America into the same civilized category as every other industrial country in the world.
As governor of Vermont, you passed legislation legalizing civil unions between couples of the same sex. Would you recommend that to other states or propose it as a national policy?
I would certainly recommend it to other states, but you can't propose it as a national policy. That is not the prerogative of the federal government. That is the prerogative of the states. I would do two things. First of all, if a state had a civil union statute or a domestic partnership statute, we would recognize that federally so that people who enter into those arrangements can have the same legal rights at the federal level that I have. Hospital visitation, insurance, inheritance rights, rights that you can only have if you're married. And since gay people can't get married, that needs to be remedied because I believe that every American ought to be equal under the law. And that's what we do in Vermont.
You opposed the war in Iraq.
Yes.
You said you weren't sure of the benefits of removing Saddam Hussein's regime.
Clearly, Saddam Hussein is a mass murderer. There some benefits to the Iraqi people, at least now. But the president, as we should have figured out from what he did in didn't do in Afghanistan, has not done a very good job trying to deal with Iraq post-war. We don't know what the result of this war is going to be yet. If we end up with a democracy, it'll be a huge relief to get rid of Saddam Hussein. If we end up with chaos, as we have now, or a fundamentalist Shiite regime, we will be in more danger than we were when Saddam Hussein was in power, because they will invite in terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda, and that is a much greater danger than Saddam Hussein ever was. As we find out now, the government wasn't truthful with us when they told us that we have to go into Iraq because Iraq was an imminent danger. Secretary Rumsfeld claimed that he knew exactly where the weapons were around Tikrit and Baghdad. We can't find those weapons, so that wasn't true. Vice President Cheney said that they believe that Iraq had nuclear capability. That wasn't true. The President of the United States said that Iraqi troops were going to use chemical weapons on Americans and that Saddam was giving weapons to Al-Qaeda. Neither of those things were true. There was no evidence for that. One of the things I'd like to see is an impartial, bipartisan investigation outside of Congress to find out what the president did know and when he knew it, because the implications for having the American regime not be truthful with the world or our people are huge, because the next time we claim wolf, wolf, who's going to believe us? Not that many did at this time. And then, here's the possibilities. One, we have terrible intelligence, and they didn't do a very good job. Two, the president's advisors saw the intelligence and selectively gave some of it to the president, so they withheld information. Or three, the president knew what was going on and didn't tell us the full story. That's pretty serious. And if this were Bill Clinton sitting in the White House, I dare say the right-wing Republicans in the Congress would be howling and baying. And I think we need not to have a double standard in this country.
What would you be doing differently in post-war Iraq?
Now that we're there, we can't leave. We cannot allow chaos or a fundamentalist regime in Iraq because it could be fertile ground for Al-Qaeda. The first thing I would do is bring in 40,000 to 50,000 other troops. I'd look to Arab countries, Islamic countries, who are our allies, NATO, the United Nations. General Shinseki, before we went in, said that we did not have enough troops. The administration ignored that advice. It turned out to be true. It was a bad thing the administration ignored their own military expertise. We need those troops. We're not keeping order in Iraq. And it seems to me that what we need is some expertise from people who know how to police countries that are in some chaos and who understand how to administer and build the institutions of democracy. We're going to be there for a long time in Iraq. We can't leave, because if we do before there's established democracy, many worse things will happen to both the Iraqi people and to America if the terrorists move in.
Democratic presidential candidate Howard Dean was governor of Vermont from August of 1991 to January of this year. A longer version of this interview and previous conversations with other Democratic presidential candidates are at npr.org.